Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, I told you people. Got a lot of pushback on this. Matter Church, plate. Everybody has a used Amazon. Okay? Everyone doesn't have to. You choose to. You don't have to. Well, if I don't get Amazon, well, then Amazon Prime, then I don't get the man in the tall castle. Guarantee you, that Bezofeld came up with the name for the guy. Remember the James Bond movies, the bad guy that wanted to take over the world? His name was Blofeld. A couple of the movies. I think Donald Sutherland played him. Well, we have a real live James Bond world dominating villain. His name is Jeff Bezos, or Bezos, or however you say it. Just add the Feld, Bezo, or Beza Feld. They're trying to commandeer markets. That's what they're doing. You people deny. You keep many changes. It's capitalism. It's competition. You need to get a copy of Joseph Pierce's book, Small is Still Beautiful, Economics as If Families Mattered, and you'll understand that this propaganda, we've been propagandized into believing that if any economic transaction is legal and if private property is any economic transaction involving private property and decisions of the free will, that all of them are holy and sacred, and they contribute to this thing called the free market. It is an absolute pile of hooey. And it's not even difficult to demolish the argument. As a matter of fact, I've been bringing Smallest is Still Beautiful, Economics as If Family Matters, as If Families Matter by Joseph Pierce. I've been bringing it into the studio every day and reading a couple pages, and I read a couple pages at night. I'm almost halfway through the book, and I've got a much greater understanding of where G.K. Chesterton and Hilaire Belloc and the other distributors, as they were called, where they were coming from and what and why they were coming from. Because this was before mass consumerism. But Chesterton and Belloc were warning about this. We're going to be consumed with, and then we're going to get on our knees and worship the idol of consumption. And that's exactly what has transpired. And it is not healthy for families. It's not healthy for individuals, and it's certainly not healthy for souls. Is all consumption bad? Of course not. Anyways, we've been talking about Amazon. And their purchase of Whole Foods. What are they trying to do? They're trying to alter the paradigm of how food is delivered. They've already, now, the food delivery paradigm has already been altered. I can no longer go to my Piggly Wiggly down the street and purchase a quart of milk from Brown's Dairy that used to be in Baton Rouge. I don't know if it's still in Baton Rouge or not. And if it is, they've been consumed. Borden, or one of the big dairy providers, has gobbled them up, has probably destroyed or corporatized a family business, and now the milk comes from Dallas. It doesn't come from Franklin in Louisiana or Baton Rouge. You probably can't get milk where you are either. Maybe you're fortunate enough you live near a dairy farm. I don't. So we have no access to fresh milk any longer and fresh most anything. Name what it is. Now, farmers markets are making a revival, and that's not a coincidence either. But understand what has happened to the food we consume and how it is that we procure it. It has almost gotten to the point where you have to shop at the big box. After all, if you want ahi tuna steaks, where are you going to get them? Especially seeing as how the ahi tunas are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, south and west of Fiji. That's how far out in the ocean these things are. I'm getting off the subject. Amazon is trying to alter the way all this occurs so that they can control it. Warning, warning, Will Robinson, dumb idea, dangerous idea. Don't do it and don't let it happen. Now, for years now, I've been told, how come your shipping prices are so high? I can go to Amazon and I get free shipping. Well, first of all, you don't get free shipping if you have a Prime member. If you're a Prime member, you actually did pay something for the shipping. Second of all, these clowns have made it known that they intend to lose money on shipping every year. They state this. Why? They want to put people like me and little booksellers down the street out of business. They're actually willing to lose money in order to bring about the end of local bookstores. I mean, the church, that's not... No, it is true. Look it up. And finally, Mrs. Maggie O'Connell and I just threw our hands up in the air and said, you know, we're just going to do flat rate. If it costs us $13 to ship your box of your Marian option book and your Sacred Heart of Jesus, the real old glory flag polo shirt that you're going to go order today, then it costs $13. We're going to flat rate it. I think it's $8.50 in the Founders Trading Post. We just flat rate. We lose every time we ship them. So you people would stop complaining and accusing us of high crimes and misdemeanors. We lose money on every single shipment out of the Founders Trading Post. There's not a single one that comes back from FedEx that costs $8.49. Not one. So it's a losing proposition. Maybe now, though, maybe we could go back to listing the prices because you guys are super fan, rabid fan, awesome listeners. That's right, Rita. Mrs. Rita has joined the chat at MikeChurch.com. That's right, Miss Rita. Like the little bookstore and you've got mail. Hey, they couldn't make that movie today. Where would they go to get the books? An Amazon warehouse? Anyways. I have two Amazon stories. Here's one. The chat room is open, by the way, at MikeChurch.com. Click on the Mike Church Show live chat. It's free. Don't cost nothing. Love to see you in there. This is from SupplyChain247.com. Headline. For the first time, Amazon Prime Air cargo planes are ready for takeoff. Now Bezosfeld has set his sight on taking down United Parcel Service and Federal Express. I told you these people don't ever take no for an answer. This is not about dollars and cents. It's about command and control. FedEx and UPS are not alone anymore. Amazon.com's Prime Air cargo jets are ready for takeoff. On Friday, Amazon unveiled the first Boeing 767 of its new fleet of branded cargo planes at Seattle Seafair Air Show. It's coming. You people that are FedEx drivers and FedEx delivery guys, you're doomed. Bezosfeld is coming for you. The e-commerce behemoth, which has helped grow the revenues of both FedEx and UPS package delivery services, now wants a piece... You know, these guys are writing about this, growing revenues. If you knew the demands that are made on Federal Express, I happen to know a little bit about this. If you knew the demands that are made of FedEx by Amazon. They lose money on every shipment, too. This clown, this Bezos-filled clown, is single-handedly rearranging a $17 trillion economy. Folks, this is if you don't see the danger, you know what? I'm tired of talking about it. If you don't see the danger here, I don't know what to tell you.
But we all save money. Why is it all? We got to save money.
If I go to buy a gourmet kitchen cutting board from Todd McClure at McClure Tables
with an S
.com, I'm going to pay $100 more than I'm going to pay for the half-sanded piece of crap that I'm going to buy at Bed Bath & Beyond that was made by some Chinaman. But I know it was made in America from American hardwoods, TLC, and personal artisan artistry went into it. Kitchen cutting board. It's a piece of art, in other words. Not just a piece of wood. When you buy it at Bed Bath & Beyond, it's a hunk of wood. When you buy it from McClureTables.net, it's a piece of art. So much so that he even stamps his name into it. And I see that Mitter McClure is on hold. And see, I was talking about that. I didn't even know that. Todd, hang on a sec. Even if that action involves its own deliveries for now, its first ever branded cargo plane, the Amazon One, is a Boeing 767-300 operated by cargo service provider Atlas Air. For now. This is one of 40 planes Amazon has agreed to lease from Atlas Air and another partner, ATSG. Amazon is currently using 11 of the cargo jets, but the company said it plans to roll out more planes in the fleet later this year. Duh. It's also going to roll out drones. You show up with a drone in my neighborhood to deliver a package, I have a sawed-off pump shotgun with a couple of shells in it waiting for you. In a press release statement ahead of the event, Dave Clark, Amazon Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations, outlined plans for a more expansive air transportation network. There's nothing these people don't want. Nothing. The company is looking for more efficient ways to meet the large volume of deliveries it has daily, while also cutting down on delivery times across the country. Creating an air transportation network is expanding our capacity to ensure great delivery speed, blah, 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 blah. To date, Amazon has insisted it has no intention of fully replacing its logistic partners, UPS and FedEx. They're lying. But with Amazon also experimenting with drone deliveries, UPS and FedEx cannot rest on their laurels and expect to survive.